Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we have Steve Wellum with us again to talk about his new book, Systematic Theology, Volume 1, subtitle From Canon to Concept. We've talked about that. And by the way, this has been a really good seller already. The publisher tells me that the book has sold out of its first printing. Steve, so congratulations on that.
Well,
I
thank
hope
you.
it'll be back in print soon.
Well, yeah, I hope so too, and hopefully it'll be a real benefit to the church. So, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Yeah, they tell me it'll be released again in by June anyway, something like that. All right, we've been talking our way through the book. We've gotten through chapters 1 to 3. Today we take up chapter 4. Next time we'll do the rest of chapter 4 as well. But chapter 4, you deal with the method of systematic theology. I want to begin with your lead paragraph, which I think highlights in a really good way, in a compact way, some of the important points that you've made earlier. You make essentially three statements here in this lead paragraph: the foundation of systematic theology, the task of systematic theology, and then essentially the value of it. So the foundation for systematic theology is the glorious triune God who speaks, who alone is the source and standard of life, truth, and goodness. The task of theology is to know God and all things in relation to him as we apply his word, known both in creation and uniquely in scripture, to every area of life. And then you say, theology enables the church to understand and apply scripture rightly in order to live faithful and obedient lives under Christ's lordship and to witness and defend the truth of the gospel. All right. I think it's a great compact way of reviewing some of the high points that we've seen so far, but to help us keep on track, why don't you review that for us briefly?
Yeah, so I mean, you're right. There's three statements there that are picking up on previous discussion, right? So the first, I mean, going back to the previous chapter, the foundation, right? So what makes theology possible, and especially in an orthodox historic Christian sense, we believe that their theology is giving us objective truth. Well, on what basis, what foundation? It's God himself, right? The triune God who knows all things, plans all things, and just doesn't know and plan. He reveals that to us. So it's based upon divine revelation. So that was the burden of chapter 3. And of course, as we think of divine revelation, specifically, uniquely scripture, but we also in theology also apply it to natural revelation. God has made himself known in creation. And so we have to bring those two together, but obviously it's uniquely grounded in scripture. And then because he's made himself known to us, what is theology all about? Well, it's to know him. And we go back to the definition that we gave in the first chapter, know him and all things in relation to him. So obviously it's applied to every area of life, right? So grounded in him, everything in relation to him. So how do we relate to him? How do we understand what our problem is? How do we understand the solution? How do we understand the world? And so it's doing that in every area of life. And that then is for the purpose of knowing him, faithfully obeying his word, right? To love him, to obey him, and to then the task of the church is to proclaim Christ, to carry out the Great Commission. So we want to grow in our knowledge, proclaim him, to announce him to the world, and to do so for in obedience to him in terms of carrying the gospel to the ends of the earth.